Sydney, in January, Dover was named as one of the three downtown development districts. Do you think that is going to help you with the rebirth of the Schwartz?
It is absolutely going to help because it is bringing attention to this part of Delaware. The attention-grabbing mechanism has been sorely missing, and now that there's money flowing in to do some revitalization of the district surrounding our beautiful legislative areas, we are right in, as we say, right in tune with what's beginning to happen outside of our doors. So it's not just the Schwartz Center that's undergoing a rebirth. I think all of downtown Dover is undergoing a rebirth at the same time. We just hit it together.
You have said that the Schwartz needs to be recognized as a cultural anchor in downtown Dover. So how do you think you can do that?
Well, the way we can do that is to re-engage the community, who, for many reasons, has lost some interest in the theater. So we're attempting to reaffirm the faith of the community, and we'll try to do that by taking on more enhanced programmatic offerings. And we will really offer forth interesting, exciting opportunities for people to participate in the theater once again.
You came on board in November.
Correct.
Did you just hit the ground running as soon as you opened the door?
I'm still running. Yes, it's been like that. There hasn't really been a moment to really stop. Winter and spring is our strongest season, of course. There are most people around us at that time. In the summer, the beaches tend to take over, but we certainly hope to change some of that with exciting events happening at the Schwartz.
It's sort of being branded as the rebirth of the Schwartz Center.
It is.
Tell us about the first act that's going to come in and help you do that.
Well, we were sitting around saying, what could bring great joyfulness and a celebrational attitude for our rebirth? And of course, being fans of New Orleans, going to Jazz and Heritage Fest, I said, Rebirth Brass Band, I wonder if that's possible. And it so happened they were touring. It worked out, and they're here. And I can't begin to tell you how exciting it is to have them.
Well, not only are they doing a concert at the Schwartz, there's a big event that is free and open to the public beforehand.
Correct. In New Orleans, people tend to parade in what is called second-line parades. They are not parades that have big, huge marching bands in them, but they're parades of people. There's a little music. You know, we have some of the brass from the Dell State Band, the drum line from Dell Tech, and, of course, Rebirth themselves. But joining that are people, just people who know how to celebrate, dance, wear their beads, get out the feathers, and have one joyful half hour of celebration.
So you've actually come up with a 7-show concert series, I understand.
That's correct. And we're calling it our Rebirth shows, which means that they have simply been added to what was already existing when I arrived. And these shows are really an attempt to see what it is that the Schwartz community is interested in. For example, on Mother's Day, we're going to do the premier kids concert in the country, Trout Fishing in America. So wondering whether families might get together and join us midday on Sunday of Mother's Day. We have a performance coming up by an American guitar legend who is actually a blues rock and folk guitar player and singer, Jorma, who was a creator of Jefferson Airplane and involved in Hot Tuna. We're doing an afternoon show to see if we can encourage the community to come out for a Wednesday afternoon matinee show like New York City. Why not? We're going to do a magical afternoon in Las Vegas that features a 9-piece band performing a lot of the music that was available in Las Vegas in the day. So things like that occurring so that we can begin to sample communities' interest in different forms of music, different times that we might be able to present, and just get people engaged in the conversation called, "What would you like to see happening at the Schwartz Theater?"